Good news around retail. The country's first IKEA's hiring. God, IKEA's been coming forever, haven't they? I mean, didn't that start in 1973? They're going, oh, they're going to have the first IKEA. They're going to need 400 people to run the Auckland mega store. They currently plan to open in 2025. Chris Wilkinson from First Retail New Zealand is with us. Chris, morning.
Morning, Mike.
How many retailers open on any given week or month in this country? I mean, that we never hear about. Obviously, IKEA's huge, but I mean, there must be people opening and closing all the time.
Yeah, look, we're seeing a lot of international brands coming into the country now, expanding their presence. We're seeing manufacturers getting a presence, and just looking down at Lego right now beneath our offices. So there is positivity in the sector.
Good. I'm glad to hear that, and we don't hear it, and we need to hear more of it. Is that sort of by the by in terms of the economy? In other words, if you're IKEA, you commit to a country. Whether you arrive at a good time or a bad time really doesn't matter, because it's big picture.
That's right, Mike. These guys play the long game. That's why you're seeing those luxury retailers establishing in Auckland now. They know that things are going to be different in the future. And these big retailers are looking for global expansion. They need that growth, and this is a place they're often looking for it in.
Has the labour market turned for IKEA in the sense that, in reading the Reserve Bank yesterday and some of the other business stuff that's come out so far this week, finding people is no longer a hurdle?
It's a lot less of a challenge. We're seeing a lot of people coming out of sectors like the government sector and into roles in retail and service.
How would you explain the retail sector at the moment if you were, talking to a Martian who'd just arrived?
Yeah, look, I think, a lot of people are saying it's unprecedented. We would probably agree with that. There are very unique dynamics going on in terms of not only the impact on discretionary spending, but further growth in online and all of those aspects that are challenging those bricks and mortar stores.
Okay, let me read you this text. Morning, Mike. I've operated in Hospo for almost 14 years. Ups and downs, of course, but the market has been fair. The last 5 weeks, though, is something like never before. All local operators have noticed the same. Not sure why all of a sudden. Does that resonate with you? I don't know where it's from, but does that resonate with you?
Absolutely. No, Mike, this is the key thing. Discretionary spending has seen a massive crunch because there's just less money in people's pockets.
Yeah.
So hospitality is often the first one to be hit.
Is it practical, as in, like, I can't afford it because I'm simply paying another $300 a month on my mortgage, or have we psychologically freaked out?
Well, it's a bit of a balance there, but I do agree that there is less money out there, without a doubt. People are being very cautious, and whether you're affected or not, you're only an arm's length from someone that has been. So I think that is really weighing on people's minds.
Yeah, good insight, Chris. Appreciate it very much. Chris Wilkinson, First Retail New Zealand.
For more from Newstalk ZB, listen live, on air or online, and keep our shows with you wherever you go with our podcasts on iHeartRadio.